how do you perceive a party in dispute in the polls whose results have still not been announced, in fact ordering shipments and armaments when that party has actually lost the elections? So the Trade Union Federation in South Africa made the direct connection that the ruling party in Harare was likely to use the armaments which were being shipped to repress either the opposition or the local electorate.
But the Chinese have defended the cargo as perfectly normal trade.
That is in fact correct, except to reflect on the context of the actual trade that is taking place. Papers that have been made available apparently show that the order was placed around 1st or 2nd of April, which then, defies logic to say the elections were in fact on the 29th. Now, how is it that a new government that had not been formed after the elections did not have the opportunity to place the orders? So although it appears legitimate, however, if you reflect on the order and the context, then clearly you begin to see that this is a country that is unable to feed the majority of its own population. And how is it now that decisions on arms and ammunition are being taken in priority to the social welfare of the ordinary peoples?
What do you make of the refusal of states such as Mozambique, Angola, Namibia and others to unload this cargo?
On this instance, for once, I think it is quite clear that there is a crisis. And in terms of fueling the crisis, the last thing African presidents want to see is the flow, or free flow rather, of arms and small arms into a really and openly conflict area.